Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. I am your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen. We bring you greetings in the name of the Lord. We welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network tonight. Amen. We're so grateful just to be back. Amen. Just one more time, how the Lord has kept us all day long. Amen. As we slumbered and slept last night, how the God, he, amen, shielded and camped his angels all around about us. So for that, we thank and we praise them. Amen. Once again, we welcome you, amen, to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. As you're coming on in, amen, to, amen, be a part, amen, to take part, amen, in tonight's program. Amen. We're just so grateful, amen, to have you. Amen. And as you're coming in, amen, we pray that you have reached out to somebody. We pray that you have, amen, invited somebody to come to the Prayer News Network, amen, where everybody is somebody, amen, in the sight of God. And this is a church without walls, amen. So we welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global, amen. I want you to know that this is a live recorded broadcast, amen. Amen. We are recording live, amen. You can, amen, receive a copy, amen, of the programs, amen, amen, the broadcast each night, amen. At the end of the program, we will give you two numbers whereby you can, amen, text in order to request a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. We do give honor to God. Amen. To each and every one of you once again. Amen. We do give honor to, amen, our founder, amen, visionary and founder, amen, of the Prayer News Network Global, and the person of Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God for making it possible, amen, for us to, amen, to even have this avenue where we can give God's name the praise, the glory. We may not see each other's face, but truly the presence of the Lord, amen, is among us. And we know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So that's what we're coming to do. We're coming, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. Amen. And we praise God. Amen. For this, God is well pleased. Amen. He's well pleased with our sacrifice. He's well pleased with our, amen, desire, even to seek after him. Amen. That's what we want to do. We want to, amen, have more and more of a desire to seek after God and his righteousness. He said, and all these things shall be added. And we know we seek God first. Amen. There's no good thing that he will withhold from us. Amen. But we got to seek the face of God. Amen. So we just praise God, amen, for all things. Amen. To those of you that are still coming in, amen, we welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Where everybody is somebody. Amen. This is a church without walls. Amen. We're out of the ordinary. Amen. But we're going into the extraordinary. Amen. To see the amazing things that God, amen, is going to yet do and continue to do, amen, for us right here on this prayer line. Amen. So we just thank God for all things. Amen. We thank God the Lord has blessed us. Amen. Pray that you had a blessed day. Amen. Pray that you was able to, amen, amen, get some rest. Pray that you was able to get things accomplished. Amen. That you needed to accomplish. Amen. But here we are now. Amen. Somebody said it's service time. Amen. It's service time. And here we are. We're gathered together. Amen. In his holy name. Just to worship him. Amen. In spirit and in truth. Amen. This goes to show how, amen, that you love the Lord. Amen. I know somebody loved the Lord tonight. Amen. Because, amen, you have made this Prayer News Network a part of your life. Amen. And you realize when the time comes, amen, that everything else got to be put on hold. Amen. Because it's service time. Amen. And you want to be in the number. Amen. Where the Spirit of God is moving. Amen. Because we don't want to miss out on what it is that God, amen, has in store for us. Amen. So we just bless God. We love him. We praise him. Thank God for his saving grace. Thank God, amen, for his strength. Thank God for his sanctification. Amen. Thank God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. These are the works of grace and salvation. Amen. Conversion. You must be changed from the error of your ways. Converted means to change. You may have been going in one direction. Amen. But when you have an encounter with Jesus, amen, he converts you. He changed you from the error of your way, and he put you on that street called straight. Amen. Then after he do that, then he sanctifies you. He begin to wash you up, clean you up. Amen. Wash you, amen, with his precious blood that he shed on Calvary. Amen. The word of God lets us know without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But because there is, amen, there has been shedding of blood, amen, we do have remission of our sins, amen, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, and when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. So after God converts you, he sanctifies you, cleans you up. Amen. He said, after you have sanctified yourself, then, amen, then he said he would thoroughly, amen, come in and sanctify us thoroughly. After you've done all you know how to do, after you've done everything possible in your power, amen, to be sanctified. Amen. Sanctify your mind, your heart, your soul, your environment. Amen. Once you are truly sanctified, then the God of peace will come in and sanctify you wholly, meaning entirely. Amen. He will come in and do the rest for you. And once you have been truly sanctified, amen, now you're converted, first step. Now you're sanctified, second step. And now you're waiting for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is a free gift. And truly, once you have met that condition of faith and repentance, amen, you're truly sanctified, amen, the Holy Ghost will come in automatically. Amen. A free gift will be given unto you. You will be endowed with power from on high. Amen. Don't you want that power tonight? Amen. If you already have the power, don't you want more? Amen. Because you can never have too much Holy Ghost. Amen. In fact, you can't have enough Holy Ghost. Amen. We got to go back and get a refilling. Amen. You ought to go back and get a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Just like your car. You fill your car up. Amen. Your car will go for so far. But after a while, you got to stop to the gas station and refill. Put more gas in the car. Same way with you and I tonight. Amen. We could go so far with the feeling that we have. But after a while, when we begin to go low, we got to go back on bending knees. Amen. And talk to Jesus. Amen. And ask him for a refilling to fill you up. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. Amen. And God will come in and he will endow you with power from on high. That Holy Ghost power caused you to live right, caused you to walk right, caused you to do right and treat your neighbor right. This is what the Holy Ghost will do. And your life will never be the same. Once you have come in contact with God, your life will never be the same. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. We praise God. Amen. For each one of you. Amen. As you're coming in. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. I am your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen. We say welcome. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you. Amen. We are standing in the gap. Amen. For our visionary and founder, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. Continue to pray for her. Continue to hold her up in prayer that my God may continue to strengthen her and her family. Amen. Even be a consolation unto them, to comfort them. Even, amen, as, amen, they're, amen, going on day by day, amen, to pick up their pieces of their life, amen, and continue to move forward, amen. So let's pray for them. Let's hold them up in prayer, amen, that God would evermore cover them and strengthen them in this time. Amen. We praise God for all of our leaders. Amen. Thank God this line is covered. Amen. Thank God, amen, for being covered under this line. Amen. Thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. Thank God for the late Apostle F.T. James. Amen. And the F.T. James ministry. Amen. Even to the James family. Amen. We thank God, amen, for them. We thank God for all the other presiding bishops. Amen. And pastors and prophets. Amen. That God has ordained. Amen. Even for this work, for a time such as this. Amen. We praise God for each and every one of them. Amen. Yielding themselves to the Lord. Amen. That they may lead you from earth to heaven. Amen. Songwriter said, let Jesus lead you all the way. But we got to have somebody to help guide us. How can we hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? Amen. So we thank God, amen, for your leaders, each and every one of your leaders. Thank God for my leaders. We just praise God, amen, for all things. Amen. The Lord is good. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. From the rising of the sun, from the time you wake up and open your eyes, the Lord deserves praise. Amen. To the time you settle down, amen, begin to close your eyes for the night, God alone is still worthy to be praised. Amen. So we praise God. We bless God. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you as you're coming on in to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God for our radio blog talk listeners. Amen. We thank God for you. I want you to know we're still here. Amen. We're still here. Amen. The Prayer News Network. Amen. Global. We're still here declaring the word of God and spreading the love of Jesus. Amen. This is what it's all about, that the love of Jesus may be spread abroad. Amen. Thank God for all my international listeners. Amen. Those of you that are tuning in from other countries. Amen. We thank you for hanging in there with us. Thank you, amen, for being a faithful listener, tuning in, amen, to this broadcast. Amen. And to hear, amen, what the Lord has to say to you. But truly, God, he talks and speaks to us individually. We all can get something, amen, from the Lord, a word that we need in due season. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for all of our listeners. Amen. Blog Talk Radio listeners, our international listeners from other countries, even to our Facebook listeners. Amen. We thank you for tuning in. Amen. While you're on Facebook, we want you to share. Amen. Send your comments. Amen. And let us know how you are enjoying, amen, this broadcast. Amen. The Prayer News Network. Amen. Let us know, amen, how this name and network is benefiting you. Amen. And blessing you. We want to hear from you. Amen. We want some feedback from you. Amen. To know what God is doing in your life. Amen. So we praise God for all things. Amen. Thank God for all of our advisors. Amen. Each and every one of them. Amen. Our other co-hosts. Amen. Evangelist Diane Bonds. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For her woman of God. Amen. Standing in the gap, helping to carry, amen, this ministry on. Amen. We appreciate her. Amen. Her availability, her willingness. Amen. Just to, amen, to aid in this ministry along with all the other advisors. Amen. And each one has their place, amen, in God in this ministry. Amen. And it's good to know your place in God. It's good to know who you are in God. Amen. Don't ever forget your identity, who you are in God, and who you belong to. Amen. We belong to the Most High God. Amen. And that's the most important thing to know, who you belong to. I belong to God from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I belong to God. Amen. So we praise and we praise him tonight. Amen. For all things. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. I want you to know you can get a copy, amen, of the broadcast any night, amen, you desire. Amen. And we will, amen, give you two numbers at the end of this broadcast. Amen. So that you can request a copy. Also, we're going to remind you, if you would, amen, when you're not on the platform, please, amen, be sure that your phones are muted. Amen, because we don't want no background noises, amen, or interruptions, amen, as the program is going forward or as the word of God, amen, is being spoken, amen, through our messenger, amen. So we ask you, amen, amen, while you're not on the platform, please, amen, make sure that your phone is muted. Amen. We try to mute the lines ourselves, but sometimes, amen, things happen with technology, and sometimes the phone may not be muted, amen, as it needs to be. So we ask you to, amen, help us out and to assist us, amen, so that we can keep, amen, a quiet line and so that the word of God can go freely without any distractions. Amen. So we want to keep this a line of excellency. We want to, amen, keep the spirit of excellency, amen, even through the line, amen, and amen, and amen, minimizing our background noises. Amen. So we thank you in advance for your cooperation. Amen. We know, amen, that you will support us, amen, any way you can. Amen. As you have been doing all along, we thank you for being on this journey with us. Amen. We have been on for over a year. The Prayer News Network has been going strong for over a year. Amen. And we know that this is the work of the Lord, because if it wasn't the work of the Lord, it would have come to naught. Amen. It would have come to naught by now. But because God is in it, amen, God is giving the increase each and every night, amen, that we're here. Amen. So God is enlarging our territory, and he's enlarging our borders. Amen. And we praise him for it. Amen. So let us bring our minds, amen, our hearts and our minds in tonight. Amen. Let us put our minds on Jesus. Amen. We want to go to God in prayer. We want to acknowledge him. Scripture lets us know to acknowledge God in all our ways, and he shall direct our path. Amen. He also lets us know in Psalm 66 and 18. Amen. It says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. But we don't want, amen, anything to, amen, hinder us, amen, from getting our prayer through to God. Amen. So we want to go to God, amen, for the sanctification of the line. Amen. We want God to bless us. We want God, amen, to do, amen, wonders and work miracles. Amen. Even on this prayer line this night and every night. Amen. But we must position ourselves. We must, amen, set our house in order and prepare, amen, for the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And how we do that, amen, is making sure that, amen, we have clean hands and a pure heart and have not lifted up our soul unto vanity. Amen. Amen. That person shall receive the blessing from the Lord. Amen. So we want to receive the blessings from the Lord. Amen. So would you, amen, go with me in prayer tonight? Amen. Let us put our minds on Jesus. Amen. Let us think about how good God's been to us, how the Lord's been keeping us all week long, all day long, and how he's yet keeping us, keeping our minds stayed on him. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus.
The recording has started.
Oh God, we thank you. We praise you. We come to you right now. Oh God, just as we are, God, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, that you may exalt us in due time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you how you bless us all day long. We thank you for how you've been with us. We thank you how you clothed us in our right mind. When we woke up this morning, we was able to walk. Oh God, we was able to talk. We was able, oh God, even to see. God, we had ears and we was able to hear. We had hands and we was able to feel and to pick up things. Oh, for that, Father God, we say thank you. We praise you, God. Oh God, we thank you for the mobility of our limbs. We thank you, oh God, for the activity in the blood running warm through our veins. Oh God, we could have been another way. Realize we could have been dead and gone. Oh God, we could have slept on into eternity. But Lord, you spared our life. You touched it with your finger of love. Oh God, you told us to live another day. Oh God, and when we rose this morning, we didn't have no doubt. We rose, oh God, with our mind stayed on you. We rose, God, knowing that you are God and beside you there is no other. We realize, God, that we are helpless without you. Oh God, but with you, God, you are our strength. You are our peace. You are everything that we need. Oh, God, we can't do this of ourselves. Oh, God, you are a great God tonight. Oh, God, you are a mighty God. You are everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are joy, our hope for tomorrow. You are soon coming deliverer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that's who you are tonight. That's who you are. You are a wonderful counselor. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are strong tower, God. Oh, God, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are safe tonight. Oh, God, we're safe in your arms. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to worship you tonight. Oh, God, we come to exalt you. We come to bless you, God. We realize tonight, Father, God, another opportunity to give your name the praise. This is another opportunity to give your name glory. Oh, God, if I had 10,000 tongues, that wouldn't be enough to praise you. Oh, God, but I'm going to praise you with the one I have. In the mighty name of Jesus. You said we're one or two are gathered in your name. You said you will be also in the midst. Father God, I know there's more on the line. I know there's more than two on the line. Oh, God, you promised us to be in the midst. You said one can chase 1,000, and two can put 10,000 to flight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to tear Satan's kingdom kingdom down tonight, huh? Oh, God, we come to exalt your holy name, huh? We come to magnify you tonight, God, huh? For you are a great God tonight, huh? Oh, God, you have done so many great things for us, huh? Oh, God, you have performed so many miracles, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? We'll never forget what you've done for us, huh? How far you have brought us, huh? Oh, God, when we were lost in sin, huh? Oh, God, you did. You saved us, huh? Oh, God, you took us in, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, and for that we thank you, huh? And for that we love you, huh? Oh, God, we love you, huh? Because you first loved us, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, in your holy name, huh? We ask you, oh, God, huh? Father, in the name of Jesus, huh? As we come to you tonight, God, huh? We know you are a good Father, huh? Oh, God, you're the good shepherd, huh? You're giving your life for your sheep, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? We thank you for being the good shepherd, huh? We thank you for loving us, huh? When we didn't even love ourselves, huh? When we didn't know how to love our own self, huh? When we were looking for love, huh? All in the wrong places, huh? But thanks be to God, huh? Who's giving us the victory tonight, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? Thank you for your love tonight, huh? We have experienced your love, huh? We know your love is everlasting, huh? We know your truth endures to all generation, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? You're so faithful tonight, huh? You're so kind, huh? With loving kindness have you drawn us, huh? Thank you for your loving kindness, huh? Thank you for your tender mercy, huh? Thank you for your compassion, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? You had compassion on us, huh? Oh, God, you pity our every groan, huh? Oh, God, when we were polluted, huh? In our own blood, huh? You told us to live, huh? And for that we thank you, huh? And for that we're alive tonight, huh? All because of your grace, huh? Your grace and mercy, huh? It brought us through, huh? We're living this moment, huh? Because of you, huh? We want to thank you and praise you, huh? And praise you too, Lord, huh? Your grace and your mercy, huh? It brought us through, huh? Oh, God, thank you for grace, huh? For by grace are we saved, huh? Through faith, huh? That not of ourselves, huh? It is the gift of God, huh? We thank you for your grace, huh? Your merited favor, huh? Your God, your love, huh? Oh, God, we thank you, huh? For your everlasting love. In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we pray right now, huh? And we come into your worship, huh? And we come to worship tonight, huh? We pray right now, God, huh? That you receive our praise, huh? Receive our worship tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Don't let nothing be done, huh? Through vainglory or strife, huh? Don't let nothing done, huh? Be done through self-will, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? We want to please you, Lord, huh? Be pleased with us tonight, God, huh? Lord, be pleased with us, huh? Oh, God, search us tonight, huh? Oh, God, examine us tonight, huh? See whether we be found in the faith, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? Anything in our heart, Lord, huh? That should not be Jesus, huh? We're asking you to take it out, huh? Take it out and say us, take it out and cleanse us, cleanse us through and through tonight, let the words of our mouth, in the meditation of our heart, be accepted in our sight, oh Lord, our strength, and our redeemer, oh Jesus, put a bridle on our tongue, don't let us speak no evil, oh God, work on our minds, so we'll think no wrong, bridle our tongue, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, taking the helmet of salvation, taking the sword of the spirit, having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, and above all that, taking the shield of faith, where we may be able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, oh Jesus, Help to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help to be a good soldier. We want to be a good soldier. Lord, make us better. Make us better tonight. Make us all over again. As the pot is up the clay, we are in your hands, God. Shape us and mold us what you have us to be. And Lord, if you're not pleased with us, we ask you make us over again. Amen. What seemeth good unto you? Oh, Jesus, you get the glory. You get the glory. Get the glory out of our lives. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. You said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Transform us tonight. Transform us tonight. Change our minds. Change our hearts. Renew our minds tonight. Renew our joy. Renew our strength. Though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, do it for me right now. Lord, do it for me right now. If we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. Oh, God, not another hour, not another minute, not another second, but Lord, we need you now, we need you now, come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, oh, God, we're beseeching you, we're humbly begging, oh, God, we're asking in faith, in the name of Jesus, we're destitute without you, oh, God, we need you, oh, Lord, fill us up tonight. Fill us up tonight, Lord. Fill us up with your strength. Oh, God, we need power. Power to walk right. Power to talk right. We need more power. Holy Ghost power. Power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, in your God. Endow us tonight. Oh, God, fill us up with your power. Fill us up with your Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, speak life. Speak life to the sick tonight. Speak life to the dead situations that need to be resurrected. Oh, God, other situations that don't need to be resurrected. We pray that you would keep it crucified in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, revive your people. Revive our souls. Revive our minds, God. Revive our spirit, man. In the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. We say yes to your will. We bless your name tonight. We exalt your name. We exalt your name tonight. There's no other name given unto heaven whereby we must be saved but the name Jesus. Jesus is the name. Jesus is his name. Jesus. There is no other name, amen, that we can call on. There is no other name that can deliver us when we're bound. There's no other name that bringeth salvation. No other name but Jesus. Jesus is his name. Jesus is his name. I love to call him. I love to call him. I love to call him. Jesus. I love to call him. Early in the morning. In the afternoon. Late in the evening. I love to call you. Jesus. Will you help me to call him tonight? Will somebody help me to call him? What's his name? What's his name? Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus is his name. Thou son of David. Have mercy on us tonight. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Thou son of David. Have mercy on us tonight. We need you, God. Oh, God, we need you, like a fish need water. We need you, God. You are the breath that we breathe. Oh, God, you are the center of our joy. All that good and perfect come from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you right now. Oh, God, we love you because you first loved us. Father God, look on this prayer line tonight. Oh, God, look on every heart assembled in this town. Assembled on this line tonight. We pray for them right now, God. We pray their strength in the Lord. We pray, oh, God, that, oh, God, that you will work it out. Oh, God, fix every problem tonight. Somebody has a situation. Somebody, oh, God, don't know what they're going to do. Somebody back is against the wall. But, Jesus, we pray you will bring them out tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. You said faith coming by hearing. And hearing through, amen, by the word of God. Father God, let something be said tonight that will give somebody the faith that they need. Oh, God, I know the way looks dark. I know, oh, God, the road looks dim. But, Father God, we pray that you will light their pathway tonight. Oh, God, make the crooked places straight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, somebody has sickness in their body. And the doctor said, I've done all that he could do. But, Father God, you be that doctor in the sick room tonight. You have more medicine in the hem of your garment than the doctor has in the medicine cabinet. Oh, God, send out your virtue tonight. Let your virtue be released through this prayer line tonight. Oh, God, let your virtue go where it needs to go tonight. Healing for the body, healing for the soul, healing for the land tonight. Oh, God, release your healing virtue tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the sick say, I'm healed. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Oh, God, let them that are bound say, I'm free. We speak this in faith tonight. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember those, oh, God, that are incarcerated. Those, oh, God, that are behind prison walls, prison bars tonight. We pray, oh, God, that you would have compassion on them. Touch them with your finger of love. Let this, oh, God, prayer line even reach in the prison walls. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you can go where we can't go. Father God, you can do what we can't do. Oh, God, let this broadcast, let it be able to travel, God. Let it go places that we may not be able to go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, do a wonder. Do work a miracle tonight. Do the impossible. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, go into the hospital tonight. Those that are laying on their bed of affliction. Father God, we pray that you would touch them, God. Oh, God, raise them up tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, confound the doctors tonight. Oh, God, let the doctors be confounded. Oh, God, let them be came and troubled and confused, even for your mighty acts, for the handwork of you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for life, oh, God. Even those, oh, God, look on those, Father. Oh, God, look on the children that are in foster care. Remember the children, oh, God, that feel neglected, that feel abandoned, that feel like they've been thrown away, feel like nobody even wants them. Father God, put your loving arms around them tonight. Oh, God, have compassion on them. God, open up a door for them, God. Place them in a good home tonight, God. Place them with a good family, Father God. Somebody that's going to love them. Somebody that's going to care about them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody that's going to raise them up in the way of the Lord. Oh, God, we know that you're able, God. Let them know that they are somebody. Let them know that you care all about them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Remember every foster child tonight, God. Every child, God, that's in foster home. Oh, God, every child that's waiting to be adopted tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless them right now. Give them a home. Give them, oh, God, home that they can call home. Give them parents, Father God, somebody that can watch over and care for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you for great things. Father God, you are concerned about us, not only spiritually, but naturally also. You are concerned about us, our well-being. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, save our families tonight. God, it's in your hands, God. Only you can do it tonight, Lord. Only you can break up the foul ground. You can break up the stony heart. Save our loved ones tonight. Save our children. Oh, God, save our nieces and nephews. Save, God, our grandchildren. Oh, God, save our sisters and brothers, those that may not be saved. God, have mercy on them tonight. Oh, God, spare their life, God. Don't let them be lost. Don't let them die without you in their life. In the mighty name of Jesus. So many are dying without God on their side. But, Father God, we pray that you will reach the unreachable. We pray you will save the unsavable. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on our young people, Father God. Oh, God, they're killing one another. They're dying left and right. Oh, God, they're dying without a Savior. They're dying without even knowing you, Father God. But we pray that you will have mercy. We pray that you will Stop that killing demon. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we speak life over this society. We speak life over our young people in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, cover them under the blood. You said when you see the blood, you will pass over thee. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, move in the schoolhouses. Oh, God, protect, shield and protect your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless every teacher, every educator tonight. Those, oh, God, that have to work under these conditions. We pray that you will cover them under the blood. Bless every bus driver in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep them safe, Father God, even as they endeavor to do their job, God, even as they endeavor, oh, God, to transport our children to and from school. Keep them safe. Keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, for your name's sake, we'll give you praise. We'll give you glory. Father God, look on our visionary. Look on Evangelist Annette Bradley tonight. Touch her body. Give her strength. Oh, God, encourage your heart. Bless, oh, God, Sister Gwen. Bless Sister Pam. Oh, God, bless Sister Betty. All of them, Father God. Names called and uncalled. You know the family, God. Remember the family tonight. Oh, God, continue to be strength unto them. Look on those that may be grieving, God, everywhere. Those that have lost loved ones, even through this pandemic, this COVID, Father God. But we know that you are greater. You are greater than this virus. You're greater than this COVID, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, we will exalt you. For that, we will still bless you. We will still lift our hands and say thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name be glory. Have your way tonight. Move by your spirit. Lead us and guide us. Order our steps in your word. Father God, look on every advisor tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on your servants tonight, Father God. We pray your special blessing over each and every one of them. One by one and name by name. Oh, God, bless your handwork tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our listeners, those that have come to the line this night. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that you will bless them. We pray that something may be said to help them on their way. Bless our radio listeners. Bless our international listeners. Bless those by way of Facebook. Bless those by way of God, even by conference call tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless every home represented on this line tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know you're able. You know the need. You know the desire. Oh, God, bring peace into homes tonight. Bring peace into homes tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, you do these things. We'll give your name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. This prayer we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Amen. Could somebody, amen, tell the Lord thank you tonight. Amen. Could somebody tell God thank you tonight. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For his goodness and his mercy. Thank him for his grace. Thank God. Truly, we serve a great God tonight. Amen. People, God, all we got to do is keep blessing God. Amen. Whatever may be time, all you have to do is keep blessing God. Keep telling God how wonderful he is. Keep telling God how good he is. Amen. Keep telling God how much you love him. Amen. In spite of what you're going through, amen, just keep on blessing the Lord. And by you blessing God, God will turn around and bless you. Amen. He'll bring you out of that situation. He'll work your circumstances out. He will provide. Amen. He will meet you at your need. Amen. That's God. Amen. He inhabits the praise of us, his people. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for this night. Amen. Thank God, amen, how the Lord has blessed and kept us. Thank God for prayer. Amen. We know prayer changes everything. Men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Amen. Let us pray without ceasing. Amen. Because we, amen, amen, we're praying to a living God. We're praying to a God, amen, that answers by fire. We're praying to a God, amen, that answers. He got ears and he hears us. We're not praying to an idol God. We're not praying to Baal. Amen. See, Baal had ears, but he couldn't hear. Baal had eyes, but he couldn't see. Baal had hands, amen, but he couldn't touch and feel nothing. Baal, amen, had feet, legs and feet, but he could not walk. Why? Because he wasn't a living God. He was an idol God. He was a statue. Amen. But we're not praying to no statue. We're not praying to Buddha. We're not praying to any other God. But we're praying to the true and the living God, the God that sits high and looks down low. Amen. His ears are open, amen, to our cry. Amen. He's waiting to hear our cry. Amen. All you got to do, cry out to the Lord, and the Lord, he will answer your prayer. Amen. So keep praying, people of God. We want to encourage you. Amen. Don't stop praying. Yes, the Lord is nigh. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Thank God for each and every one of you, amen, that's, amen, has gathered on the line tonight. Amen. Those of you that have came in, amen, we welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Where your, amen, visionary founder is Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. And I am your co-host for tonight, Minister Emmanuel Hogues. Amen. We just want to worship the Lord together. Amen. We want to worship him in spirit and in truth. We done prayed the prayer of sanctification. Amen. So there should be nothing hindering your praise tonight. There should be nothing stopping you, amen, from worshiping God in spirit and in truth and giving God's name the praise that he do deserve, because he alone is worthy, and he alone is worthy to be praised. Amen. Because he's God all by himself. Amen. The song said, what God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. Do anybody believe that tonight? What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. Maybe you need a way made. Maybe you need healing. Maybe you need deliverance. What God has for you, it is for you. Do you believe it tonight? What God has for you, it is for you. I know without a doubt that he will bring you out. What God has for you, it is for you. Now let's say it together. What God has for us, it is for us. Prayer News Network. What God has for us, it is for us. Oh, I know without a doubt that he will bring us out. What God has for me, what God has for me, it is 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 for me. Ooh, I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. What God has for me, what God has for me, what God has for me, it is for me. Amen. If you believe that tonight, you ought to give God a praise. You ought to clap your hands and give God a praise. You ought to open your mouth and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. What God has for me, amen, it is for me. And I know without a doubt, he will bring me out. So what God has for me, it is for me. It doesn't matter what it may be. If God has it for you tonight, it's yours. Amen. And claim it by faith and praise him in advance for it. Because I know without a doubt that God will do everything he said he would do. Amen. So we just thank the Lord tonight for all things, everything that has been said and done for the Lord thus far. Amen. And tonight is Saturday night. Amen. We know God has been good to us all week long. We know that God, amen, has done great things for us, whereby we are glad. Amen. Are you glad about what the Lord has done for you? Amen. In your life, amen, this week. Amen. We know God has done, amen, has done some great things. We know God has opened up, amen, doors for, amen, many of you. Amen. We know that God, amen, has healed your body when you were sick. Amen. We know God delivered you when you were bound. Amen. We know God fed you when you was hungry. Amen. Didn't know where your next meal was coming from. Amen. Have you ever experienced that? Amen. You were down to your last dime. Amen. And you didn't know where your next meal was coming from. You didn't know how you was going to pay your bills. Amen. But then God, amen, make a way. Then God stepped right on in. Amen. And God began to see you through. Amen. Well, that's the kind of God that we serve tonight. Amen. We serve a mighty great God. Amen. Have you ever been in trouble? Amen. And the Lord, amen, delivered you. And one thing about it, if you've never been down, you don't know what it is to be up. I said, if you've never been down, you sure don't know what it is to be up. But truly, I've been down. Amen. But God raised me back up. And for that, I'm grateful. Amen. For that, amen, I love him. This is why I love the Lord, because he first loved me. Amen. Even when I didn't love myself. Amen. Even when I felt like, amen, amen, I felt unloved. Amen. But one day I experienced the love of Jesus. Amen. He let me know, amen, he loved me just as I was. Amen. But he loved me, amen, so well that he didn't leave me the way I was. Amen. He did something about it. Amen. And I praise him for that. Because he didn't, amen, just, amen, tell me to come to him. And he left me the same way that I came. But when I came to Jesus, amen, he began to change my life. He began to change me, even as a person. He began to change me. And I praise God for that. Only God can do it. Amen. That's why I say you got to know who you are in God. You got to know for yourself what God did for you. Don't let nobody else determine what God did for you. Don't let nobody else tell you. Amen. How good or what God, amen. You know for yourself. You got to know for yourself who God is and what God has done for you. Amen. See, my deliverance is not based on somebody telling me, amen, I'm delivered. No, I know for myself that God delivered me. I know for myself that God changed me. Amen. Other people may see the change, amen, but I know what has taken place in my heart and in my life. Amen. A great change. Amen, have come over me. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. I know we have other people. Amen. You can attest to this tonight. You can attest, amen, how far God has brought you, how good God has been. Amen. How God made ways out of nowhere. Amen. Time when we didn't even have a place to lay our head, when we didn't even have a roof over our head. Amen. But here come my Jesus stepping right on in and providing us with a place, amen, to call home. Amen. He's a good God. Yes, he is. Amen. So tonight, amen, Saturday night, amen, we do know, amen, that, amen, many, amen, will be going, amen, to worship tomorrow in the sanctuary. Amen. We don't want to, amen, weary you too long. Amen. We want you, amen, to, amen, amen, get some rest. Amen. And so you can, amen, be fresh. Amen. To give God a perfect praise and give God, amen, a glorious praise. Amen. Don't you know we got to give God our best? We must give God our best. Amen. He's not, amen, accepting anything less, amen, other than our best. Amen. So, amen, we want to, amen, be mindful of that tonight. Amen. That, amen, many of you will be preparing for service on, amen, on tomorrow morning. Amen. So we don't want to keep you too long on the line tonight. But we do want to give God's name the praise. We don't want to shortchange God, amen, for any reason at all. Because God, he deserves all the praise that we give him and even more. We can't praise him enough. There's never, amen, a thing of saying we praise God too much. Amen. No, we don't praise him enough. Amen. But we do the best that we can, and we give him all that we got. Amen. So tonight, amen, we're going to just open up the platform, amen, to you tonight if you so desire, amen, to, amen, have testimony, to have some words, amen, tell the good things of the Lord, amen, even if you want to encourage somebody tonight, amen, if you feel in your spirit that you want to reach out and encourage somebody tonight, amen, we're going to open up the platform, amen, for you to be able to, amen, take part, amen, and share in with us tonight what it is that the Lord is laying on your heart. Amen. If you got a burning testimony, if you got a testimony of how God delivered you, how God healed you, how God saved you, how God blessed you, amen, made ways for you, amen, we want you to share that with us tonight, because there's people on the line, they need, amen, something. They need to hear the exact testimony that God did for you. Somebody needs to hear that exact testimony, amen, so that they could take hold of faith and say, God did it for them, I know he could do it for me. Because God, amen, with God, he has no respect of person. What he did for one, he'll do for the other. But we know faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you have somebody's deliverance in your mouth tonight. Amen. You have somebody's deliverance in your mouth tonight. Are you going to give it to them, or are you going to keep it all to yourself? Amen. You have somebody's deliverance in your mouth. Are you going to give it to them, or are you going to keep it to yourself? Amen. So we praise God in for all things. Amen. If you, amen, we have any soulless on the phone or anybody desire to sing a song tonight, amen, you could sing your song. If there's a song on your heart and your spirit, amen, you could sing it. Amen. I'm not the best singer, but amen, I love to sing praises unto God. Amen. I love to worship the Lord in song as well. Amen. So I just do the best I can, and I pray that the anointing of God will take over. Amen. So, amen, tonight, amen, we're going to, amen, open up a platform for you, amen, to come in and share with us, amen, the good news, amen, of the Lord, what the Lord has done in your life, what the Lord is doing in your life. Amen. What God is doing, amen, for you through this prayer line. Amen. Just, amen, if you want to encourage somebody, amen, tonight, if it's laid on your heart to speak an encouraging word into somebody's spirit, amen, if you want to sing a song, amen, tonight is your night. Amen. You have an opportunity, amen, to be a part, amen, to be active and take an active part, amen, in tonight's program. So at this time, amen, you may, amen, push star 6, unmute your phones, amen, and come on and share with the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Who will be first? Amen. Do we have anybody tonight, amen, that wants to share in, amen, on the line tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody, amen, care to sing a song tonight? I don't know if any of our, amen, songsters, our advisors that sing. Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Mayor. I'd just like to thank the Lord for being with me during this time. I'm still trying to get over COVID, but he's been there with me all the way, and he's strengthened me, and he's been carrying me too. And I just thank him for what all he's done for me. And I thank him for each and every day that he has allowed me to be here. And I just ask your continued prayer. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Mary. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you coming on the Amen Prayer News Network platform and sharing with us, amen, what God is doing, amen, in your life. Amen. God is still working on you, and just as he's still working on us. God is working on us. Amen. God is helping us. Amen. Thank God that he's strengthening you. Amen. And we pray healing. Amen. We pray blessing. We pray strength over your life right now. Amen. We declare it in Jesus' name. Amen. That you shall be made whole. That you shall recover. Amen. We pray for total recovery tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We count it done. And all you got to do is think about faith. Amen. The weak shall say that I am healed. Amen. All you got to do is in faith. Amen. And the work is already done. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else tonight, amen, care to share in tonight on the line?
Praise the Lord.
Glory be. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Fan.
Praise the Lord. I just want to give honor to Jesus Christ tonight. And I always got something to say because he's been so good to me. And I appreciate him tonight for victory. I appreciate him tonight for just being so good to me and for bringing me over so many different obstacles that had gotten in my way. I thank him for how he just been so good to me. He just keep on blessing me spiritually. I hear them sing a song says, I got heaven in my view. And that's exactly what I got. I got Jesus in my view and heaven in my view also. And all I want to do is just give him the praise, give him the glory. All I want to do is live holy. All I want to do is do his will. All I want to do is please him. All I want to do is stay saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. I just thank God because he is so good. He's good to all of us, but you can't tell it like I can tell it what he's done for me. So God has truly been good. And like Mel Steve Manuel was singing, what God has for me, it is for me. And I see greatness for myself. I see greatness in him for myself. I see myself just growing in him because that's what I want. I see myself reading more and more and getting an understanding of his word because that's truly what's going to keep us. His word is going to keep us in much prayer. And I just thank God for it. I thank him for just being so good to me and bringing me over so many different things that has come in my life. I'm not talking about here lately. I'm talking about way back up to this present time. I mean, he has brought me from a mighty long ways. He has brought me and my children from a mighty long ways. He has brought me and my husband from a mighty long ways. I thank God for being a praying wife. I thank God for being a praying mother. I thank God for being just knowing that prayer is the only thing that's going to bring us out, and prayer is the only thing that's going to keep us. I just thank God for him not letting me be blind. I thank him for letting me see afar off. I just thank God for it. I praise him. I give him the glory. I thank and praise him for PNN. I thank and praise him for Evangelist Bradley. I thank and praise him for her being obedient unto the Lord, for just letting him have his way in her life to bring PNN. I just thank and praise God for it. I thank him for how he has kept me on the line for a year. Look like it's going on 2 years, and I believe we're going to make it. And I thank and praise God for it. I thank him for the excitement for getting on PNN. I thank him for just being excited every night that it's time to get on the line. I thank him for just being excited about it. And I do all I can not to let anything stand in my way of getting on the line. I just thank God for it. I magnify him. I glorify him. I lift him up because truly he is worthy to be praised. And just continue to pray for me as I continue to pray for you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Come on, let us give God some praise. Amen. Come on, let us thank the Lord tonight. Amen for what our ears have heard. Thank God for that beautiful testimony coming through to the Dorothy Fan. Amen. Oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. When you love Jesus, when you love the Lord like that, amen, you will, amen, let nothing separate you from the love of God. Amen. Thank God, amen, for a testimony. Amen. Testimony of victory. Testimony, amen, of what the Lord, amen, is doing in her life. Amen. How the Lord is elevating. Amen. How the Lord is blessing. Amen. Raising, amen, her and her his people up. Amen, that she was going forward. Amen, she says she sees, amen, what God has for her greatness. Amen, God began to let us know that we shall be the head and not the tail. We shall be above only and not beneath. We shall be the lender and not the borrower. Amen, that's what God will do. God will cause us to sit in heavenly places. Amen, and I praise God, amen, because we're able, amen, to do that. God will bring us before great men, and he will cause us, amen, little old us, he will cause us to sit in great places, amen, heavenly places. And man will have to stop and say, amen, this got to be God. You will have to stop and say, this must be the Lord. Amen, only God can do it. Amen, so we thank God, amen, for that beautiful testimony. Amen, come through our very own, amen, missionary Darcy Fan, one of our prayer warriors. Amen, thank God, amen, for her. Amen, for her, amen, faithfulness and support to this line. Amen, truly she, amen, is a great blessing to the Prayer News Network as well. Amen, thank God, amen, for that. Anyone else tonight, amen, want to, amen, share in on this platform? Amen, God bless you. You can push star 6, unmute your phone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Betty. I'm calling in tonight because I just praise God for the PNN and all of you all because you all encourage me so much. And I have to say thanks to the saints for praying for my sisters and my daughter when they was in critical condition and they was in the hospital, and I know prayer brought them through. And I was going through some stuff yesterday, and I went back to do some stuff for 40 years, and I started thinking about how God has brought me through so many obstacles. September of last year, I was in the hospital with pneumonia. And I had been in the hospital before then for a whole year. I had been in and out of the hospital, first with a stent in my heart, and then went back and they put another stent in my heart. And then I came down with COVID. God delivered me from all that. And then when I got pneumonia, God delivered me. And so it would be robbery if I didn't tell God thank you tonight. I just praise God for how good he's been to me. Because I look back over the years and I think of many, many, many people that was here then is gone now. And God looked on me in favor and said, live, child, and let me live another day. And I just praise God for that tonight. I praise God for all of you all. You all pray much for Sister Betty. Ah, Galaboshe.
Hallelujah. Come on and thank him tonight. Come on and thank him tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
God
you.
Has been just that good. So good.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank
God
you.
Has been just that good. Amen. He brought us from a mighty long way. Amen. He didn't just start bringing us. He has been bringing us from a mighty long way. Amen. From the time that we came into this world. Even up to presently right now, the Lord has brought us from a mighty long ways. And as we, like you said, as we look back over our life, amen, we just reminisce and look and see, amen, all the things that we, amen, encountered. Amen. And we realize this, amen, it was nobody but the Lord that still has us here tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And it's the Lord. That's why we got to give God the praise. Amen. That's why we got to worship the Lord and exalt the Lord and let the Lord know how wonderful he is for all the things that he has done for us. Amen. And we realize, can nobody do it but the Lord? Can nobody heal us when we were sick? Can nobody raise us up? Amen. Amen. Nobody but God. And I just give God praise, give God glory. Amen. And we just thank God for that testimony coming through. Amen. Sister Betty. Amen. How God not only did it for her, but how God has healed her family. Amen. Her sister, her daughter. Amen. God, amen. When you are covered under the blood, God will cover your family too. Amen. When you are covered under the blood of Jesus, amen, your family can benefit from that too. Amen. Thank God, amen, for that witness. Amen. To let us know that God is yet in the healing business, and God is yet saving souls and healing bodies.
Yes.
Amen. So we praise God. Amen. For Sister Betty, thank God for you. Amen. Another amen. Continued supporter to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God for you supporting this prayer line and amen coming. Amen. And being a part, amen, of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. God bless you. And when we're yet continuously holding you up in prayer, amen, that God will carry you on through. Amen. Anyone else tonight, glory be to God. Anyone else desire to? Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Janie, I just want to give praise to God tonight for who's the head of our life, and to Evangelist Bradley, amen, for the encouragement, the push that she's given me through this line. And I've just had so much encouragement. I've called for prayer. I started last year with my son when he was in his sickness. Amen. We lost him, but still at the same time, I called the line for Scranton, and they would always pray for me. I never called it one time that they refused to pray for me. And I thank God for that. When my grandchildren got COVID and my daughter had COVID, I called in for prayer, amen, and you prayer line prayed for them, amen, and God healed them, totally healed them, amen. They're back to normal, back at work and doing everything. And I thank God for Evangelist Hose, you as a great inspiration, Evangelist Van, Evangelist Buns, I thank God for all you guys. I just thank God for the whole PNN because y'all been such an inspiration to me. I take just a few minutes to say when you have been through so much things, when you have been ostracized and cast aside, beat down and beat up and abused and misused and falsely accused, and then you found somebody that, amen, that can encourage you, amen, to build you back up, amen, how many know? That's a great thing. And I just thank God for the line because you always can hear encouraging words. I don't care how low down you get, you can always listen at the line. Somebody on this line going to bring an encouraging word, something to build you up. You won't hear the beat down, but you'll hear the get up. Amen. They're all about pushing you to get up and to come on. Amen. I think about the scripture of Romans 15:1. Those that are strong, help better from the further weak. And I thank the Prayer News Network for that because that's just what the Prayer News Network do. Those that are weak, they always praying for somebody. And so I just thank God for it, and I ask y'all to pray much for me and the Lord as I continue to pray for y'all. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Elder Packer, we thank God, amen, for you. Amen. Another one of our prayer warriors. Amen. Another one of our supporters. Amen. Of the PNN, the Prayer News Network Global. Thank you, amen, how you have been a blessing, amen, unto us as well, as we have been a blessing to you. Thank God, amen, for your testimony of victory. Amen. Another testimony of God's healing hand. Amen. God is so good. God's got all power in his hand. And all he got to do is speak the word, and it shall be done. Amen. So we just thank God for those testimonies. Amen. We pray that your faith, amen, is being strengthened. We pray that your hearts are being encouraged. Amen. That you feel more motivated to, amen, run on in Jesus' name. Amen. Because there's nothing, amen, that God won't do for you. Amen. He said, no good thing will I withhold from them that walk upright. Amen. So we bless God tonight for the testimonies we have heard. Amen. Do we have anybody else on the line tonight? Anyone else on the platform tonight? They want to give the Lord some praise. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. He died to save me. He died to save me. He died to save me, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Do you love him tonight? Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. He's my Savior. He is my Savior. Oh, he is my Savior, because he first loved me. Amen. Is that your testimony tonight? Oh, how you love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Amen. As I look back over my life, amen, I cannot even imagine where I would be tonight without the Lord. Amen. I thank God for changing me. Amen. Amen. Have mercy on my soul. Amen. At a young age, amen, had a mind to just want to do my own thing. Amen. Had a mind to want to run the streets. Amen. I had in my mind that wasn't nobody going to tell me what I can and cannot do. Amen. But one day, Jesus, amen, began to touch my heart. Amen. Not only did he just touch my heart, but he began to bring my heart unto repentance. He began to convict me unto repentance. Amen. He began to break up that foul ground. He began to break up that stony heart that I had. Amen. That old evil spirit that I had. That old mean temper that I had. Amen. That mind that I had. Amen. To, amen, just do whatever I wanted to do without no regards, without even, amen, caring what I did. Amen. But I praise God how the Lord changed my life. And as I look back over my life now, amen, from then, from a child on up to where I am today, amen, I know that my life has been changed. Amen. I know that I'm not my own. Amen. But I've been brought with a price. And I cannot do, amen, what I would do. I cannot do, amen, just any old thing. Amen. The Holy Ghost won't allow me to. Amen. The Holy Ghost, amen, God, amen, he won't allow me, amen, to do just any old thing. Amen. Because, amen, I am his child. And I've been brought with a price. Amen. I've been born again. Amen. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again. And I thank God for the new birth. Thank God for being born again, regenerated. Amen. Through the washing of the blood. Amen. Through the sanctification and through the baptism. Amen. Of the Holy Ghost. Amen. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. As the Spirit of God give the utterance. Amen. And I praise God, amen, for that tonight. Amen. I look back over my life and be like, God loved me that much, amen, to save me. Amen. When I didn't even love myself, even when I said I didn't even want to be saved. Amen. I said I didn't want to be saved. I said, amen, I want to do my own thing. Amen. I want to live my life for me. Amen. I said I didn't want to be saved. But I thank God, amen, the Lord touched my mind. Amen. The Lord touched my heart. Amen. And have mercy on me. Amen. This is why I love him. Amen. Because I know, amen, where the Lord has brought me from. When I was troubled in my mind, had no peace. Amen. Had no peace in my mind. I was troubled. Amen. Amen. Just, amen, doing whatever. Amen. But I had no peace in my mind. But I praise God for the peace that I have today. I thank God for the tranquility. Amen. I could go to sleep at night. Amen. I ain't looking over my shoulder to see who's after me. Amen. Who's going to get me because I did something wrong. I ain't got to live that kind of life. Amen. I ain't living that life. Amen. I'm living a blessed life. I'm living a peaceful life. Amen. And I thank God for the peace of God. Amen. Yes, I have trials. Yes, I have circumstances. But God is greater. Amen. In him I live and move and have my being. He's my hope for tomorrow. He's my joy when I'm sad. He's my peace, amen, when trouble do arise. Amen. The Lord is everything that I need, amen, to balance me out. Amen. So hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So I just praise him, amen, for that. Amen. The devil do not have everybody. The devil don't have all of our men. Amen. The devil ain't got all of our men on the street selling drugs. Amen. The devil ain't got all of our men on the streets, amen, stealing, robbing, and killing. No, he don't. He don't have all of our men. Amen. God got his number too. Amen. There are holy men that's still out there. There's holy men, amen, that, amen, men of God out there. There's men, amen, that want to live for Jesus. There are men that want to serve God. There's men out there that want to please God and do what God say do. The devil don't have them all. Amen. All of them not in prison. All of them not locked up, incarcerated. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. But I praise God. Amen. For his greatness. Amen. And our men, amen. Amen. We need to stand up. Amen. We need to, amen, let our voices be heard. Amen. To let a dying world know that Jesus lives, that Jesus saved. Why do we know? Because he did it for us. Amen. When I was out there, amen, on the drugs, when I was out there, amen, smoking weed, getting high, even at a very early age, amen, at a very early age, amen, I began to, amen, deal and mess with the drugs. Amen. I was introduced to marijuana. Amen, at a very early age. I was introduced to alcohol at a very early age. Amen, I would sneak, amen. Amen, sneak around and go, amen, run with the older boys and drink the alcohol. Amen, get high, amen, skip school. Amen, smoking and drinking and carrying on, slipping out to midnight parties. And, amen, all that kind of things, and all that kind of stuff. Amen, yes, I did it. Amen, I did it all. But I praise God. God, he had mercy on my soul. Amen. God loved me. He saved me, even at an early age, because I was headed for self-destruction. Amen. I was headed for self-destruction. Amen. I was destroying my own life. Amen. And it seemed like I didn't even care. Amen. But God, amen, he had to do what he had to do to save me. Amen. God moved me out. Amen. Moved me away from the city. Amen. See, amen, I was born and raised up in New Jersey. Amen. I was a city boy. Amen. I was a city boy. Amen. I had access to anything that I wanted. I had easy access to it. Amen. I tell you, I began to get caught up, amen, amen, in the world. Amen. But the Lord, he had a plan for my life. He moved me out of the city. Amen. And moved me down, amen, in the south. Amen. Down to Georgia. Amen. And amen. Things were different. Amen. I had this motto. I was determined that I was going to do what I wanted to do. I was determined that I was going to live my life for myself. I was determined that wasn't nobody going to stop me. And I had this motto. I said, you can slow me up, but you can't stop me. Because I was just that determined that I was going to do whatever I wanted to do. Amen. I had my life all planned out. Amen. What I was going to do. Amen. I didn't have heaven in my view. Amen. I didn't have a mind, amen, to be saved. Amen. I say, well, if I do get saved, amen, I'll wait till I'm 50 years old or older. Then I'll get saved because by that time I've been undid everything I wanted to do. Amen. But I praise God. God didn't let my plans go the way that I planned it. God didn't let it to work out the way that I wanted to work out. God saw fit to save me even before then because I was headed for destruction. Amen. I was, amen, killing my own self. Amen. Didn't even realize. Amen, that sin was taking control of my life, and sin was running my life. Amen, but I praise God. The Lord came into my life at an early age. Amen, at the age of 15, amen, when the Lord began to come in and save my soul. Amen, fill me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen, change me instantly. Amen, he did it instantly. Amen, he did a great work. He did a quick work. Amen, but he did a thorough job. Amen, God don't do no half-handed job. But God began to do a thorough job in my life and change me, save me, amen, let me know that he has purpose for my life. When I felt like there was no purpose for my life, I felt like my life was just useless, amen, there was no purpose, no hope for my life, amen, but Jesus began to let me know that there was hope and a purpose for my life, amen, and I praise you. Amen. Just because I praise him, just because of that. Psalm said, your grace and mercy brought me through. And I'm living this moment because of you. Amen. Many have, amen, gone on. Many have died. But God kept me here. Amen. God kept me here. Amen. And God kept me here for a reason. And I must fulfill, amen, the purpose that God had me here. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for the testimonies tonight. Amen. Before we bring it to close, do we have any other, amen, anyone else that want to come to the platform? Amen. And give the Lord praise. Amen. Have some words. Amen. Sing a song. Amen. Encourage somebody tonight. Amen. So you have somebody's deliverance in your mouth. Don't leave off
praise
this line with amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I just I thank the Lord for the advisors. I thank the Lord for the founder, Minister Bradley, and I pray God's blessings upon her family, the Stanford family, all the ones that are going through bereavement tonight, and those that I don't even know. I just ask that God bless them. But I was sitting here listening to you, Minister Hugs, and I was thinking about God and what his plans are for you. And, you know, you say, well, God has for you, it is for you. And when you say he knew you in your mother's womb, he knows the number of hairs that's on your head. So what God has for you, it is for you. And he's going to get the glory out of your life. I sat here and I thought about when I was young, I wanted to hang with the girls, the popular girls. And I could hang for a little while. But, and you like you said, with the little drinking, the little marijuana, all the little stuff that they were doing. But don't you know God will knock you right back in that corral. You might get out of position. That was me. I didn't feel comfortable over there with the girls anyway, trying to fit in, and I still didn't fit in. And so I think about how everybody's praying for the COVID and everybody's going through with the death and everybody's going through for the sickness. And it's just like tragedies on every hand. But just remember that we all are like, you think about Habakkuk. We're sitting in our towers and we're waiting, we're watching to see, to get the answer from God. But he said, write the vision, make it plain. So when you write the vision and make it plain to God for the things that he has promised you, though it tarry, huh? That's what he said. Though it tarry. He said, write the vision, make it plain, that he may run that readeth it. So we're going to run reading and remembering what God has promised us. And we're going to wait for that answer. Even though the answer may tarry, we still go, because God told us to wait on it. Wait on it. Wait on your healing. Wait on your deliverance. Wait on your position. Wait on your raise. Wait on your money. Hallelujah. 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 Wait on it. It's coming. Wait on it. I was on my way to Chattahoochee last Saturday. I got ready to get in my car. All of a sudden, my husband wanted to check the oil. He could have checked the oil yesterday. He could have checked it all morning. It took 30 minutes. Didn't want to blow the leaves off. I got in Tallahassee, there was a 10-car collision. That would have been me. So sometimes in our waiting, he's making preparations for some things for us. He's making a clearance for us to go through. He's making a way for that blessing to come through. It might be held up somewhere, but he's preparing it, and he's positioning you. And then when you receive that blessing from God, you'll know how to receive it, how to stand with your lungs girded around truth. The truth is, I know he promised it to me. I wrote it down. Those are the promises of God. That's what he promised me, and he's the man of his word. He said that he is not a man that will lie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to your God. Glory to your name, Father. Just wait on him. Wait on him. He will answer your prayer. Pray my sister in the Lord, Minister Hugs. Do that. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Let's give God some praise right here. Let's give God some praise. I'm going to wait on you, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait on you, Lord. All the days of my appointed time, yet will I wait till my change come. Glory be to God. Come on, open your mouth. Glory. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and praise him right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait on him. Amen. I'm going to wait. Amen. I will wait on you, Lord. Oh, glory be to God.
All participants are unmuted.
The Lord. Amen. Wait patiently for the Lord. He will come through. He will come through. Oh,
amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Come on, people of God. Let's praise him. Let's praise him right here. Let's praise him. This is a good place to praise him. Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Write the vision
amen.
And run. Write the vision and run in faith. Knowing God's going to do it. He's going to do everything that he said he will do. Oh, glory be to God. Do you believe God tonight? Amen. Do you believe God tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What a word tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah. What a word from the Lord tonight.
Thank you.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory be to God. What a word from the Lord tonight. Amen. See, somebody needed to hear that tonight. Amen. Yes, I know you're still singing. I know you're still shouting. Amen. But you're wondering when. When my time, when my blessing coming, when my breakthrough coming. Lord, when are you going to answer my prayer? Amen. By holding on, and I won't let go of my faith. Glory be to God. Sometimes we're at crossroads in our life. We're at crossroads in our life. Amen. We're trying to make a decision, huh? Amen. We're trying to make the right decision, huh? Amen. We say, well, I acknowledge God. I prayed about it. Amen. But now you got to wait till you hear from God. Till God tell you what to do, huh? God won't lead you wrong, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen. I praise God for that tonight. Amen. I'm just going to have to contain myself, but amen. I found encouragement through that word tonight. Amen. People of God, we got to wait on God. Amen. You just keep writing the vision. You just keep writing what God promised you. Amen. Because God knows what he's doing. Amen. God knows what's best. Amen. He knows how to do it. He knows when to do it. Amen. And he knows where to do it. Amen. We don't have to question God. Who has counseled God? Who has instructed God? Amen. We can, amen, give God instructions. We can't counsel God and tell God how to do it. God is God, and he will never change. Amen. He's so wise, he will never make a mistake. He's so brilliant, amen. He got so much intellect. He's so intelligent, amen. We serve an intelligent God. Glory be to God, and he knows just what to do. Amen. The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we shall pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. But we got to wait. Amen. We got to wait. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Wait, I say. David picked up a 27 number song. He said, wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. We got to wait on God. Amen. I praise God tonight. Amen. For those exhortations, those words. Amen. Coming through Vengeance Gale. Amen. Amen. Very well. Amen. Said. Amen. To us tonight. Amen. To close. Amen. To sum this program up tonight. Amen. Wait on the Lord, people of God. Don't get tired. Don't get impatient. Amen. But wait on God, knowing that he will come through. Job said, I'll wait all the days of my appointed time. So you have appointed time. Each and every one of us has an appointed time. Amen. And our change will come. Amen. God has never let us down. God has never, never, amen, forsaken us and abandoned us. God has never left us all by ourselves. Amen. To handle it, to fix it. Amen. To deal with it on our own. He's not that kind of God. Amen. We're in for that. We praise him for being such a loving God. Amen. Such a caring God. Such a compassionate God. Amen. And he is touched with our infirmities. God feels what we feel. He knows everything that we're going through. Amen. He said, I come down to deliver them. Amen. So we thank God tonight. Amen for Amen Evangelist Gail. Amen, one of our prayer warriors as well. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the words of wisdom. Amen. That cometh, amen, out of the mouth of God. Amen. Thank God for using her tonight. Amen. To encourage us tonight. And people, God, we should feel encouraged tonight. Amen. I know I feel encouraged through that. Amen. God, just use, amen, that to encourage my heart, even the other testimonies, knowing that God's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Amen. But we got to write the vision. Amen. Write it down. What do you want the Lord to do? Amen. Has God ever promised you anything? Has God ever promised you anything? Amen. Write the vision. Though it tarry, amen, it shall come forth. It shall spring forth. Amen. When it spring forth, amen, you and everybody else is going to know that this is the Lord. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. For each one, amen, that have come to the platform tonight with your testimonies, your words of encouragement. Amen. Just coming through obedience to give God glory, give God praise, to show your gratitude unto the Lord. And we all should have something to say for God. Every last one of us should be eager, amen, to give God the praise and give God the glory for the great things that he has done. Amen. I'm reminded of a message that my late pastor preached, amen, a few years back, said another opportunity to give God glory. Amen. Another opportunity just to give God glory. Even what you're going through, God wants the glory out of that situation. God wants the glory out of that situation. And while you're yet going through that situation, amen, while you're waiting on God to bring you out, give God the glory. Amen. This is another opportunity just to tell the Lord thank you. This is another opportunity. Just give me another reason to tell the Lord, amen, how much I love him, how good he is, how faithful he is. This is another opportunity, amen, for you and I to give God glory, even in the midst of what we're going through. Amen. So tonight we just thank God, amen, for, amen, this platform. Amen, even this open platform, amen, allowing, amen, you to come forth to testify, to sing, to give God praise, exhortation, to encourage somebody else in the Lord. Amen. Encourage someone else in the Lord. Amen. And I know we should feel encouraged tonight. We should feel uplifted. Our hearts should feel inspired. Amen. To write the vision, make it plain. He that readeth will run. So you can run. You can remind yourself of the promises that God made unto you. You can remind yourself, amen, what God, amen, can do in your life and will do for you. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Amen. For this night, for this platform. Thank God for all the listeners on the line. Amen. Even those of you that may not have come to the platform, but you're listening in, we pray tonight that you have been blessed. We pray tonight that you have been encouraged. You have gained, amen, something out of what was said tonight. Wait on the Lord. Amen. That sums it all up tonight. Wait on the Lord. And while in the midst of your waiting, praise him. Give God the praise. Praise him in advance. Amen. You got to learn to praise God in advance. Praise him like it's already done. Praise him like you see it. Praise him like you have, that you're holding it in your hand. Amen, because it is already done. We're just waiting for it to manifest. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Thank God, amen, for all of our listeners come to the line faithfully every night. Amen, different ones. Amen, Sister Sheila Jones. Amen, Sister Priscilla Zachary. Amen. Thank God for my mother being on the line every night. Amen. She don't say much, but amen, she do be on the line every night in the background. Amen. And one day we're going to get her on here to say something. Amen. But I thank God for my mother. Amen. She's a supporter of the line. She's on the line every night faithfully. Amen. Listening in. Amen. Supporting, not only supporting me, but she's supporting the Prayer News Network. Because even when I'm not doing anything on the line that night, amen, she's still listening in to you. Amen. To other people that are going forth. So I appreciate you, Mother. Thank you, amen, for your prayers and your support, amen, that you give to the Prayer News Network, even to all the, amen, you other saints, amen, that come to the line, listen. You may not say much, But thank God you're praying for us. You're supporting us, even just through your, amen, your presence. Your presence of being on the line, it means so much to us. And we pray that you are being blessed through the Prayer News Network, every word of God that go forth, every song of praise that go up. We pray that you are being strengthened, encouraged, amen, amen, through this Prayer News Network Global. Once again, we thank God for all of our international listeners, amen, from other countries, amen. We want you to know God, amen, loves you. God wants to do great things in your life. Amen. And as it was forestated, what God has for you, it is for you. Amen. To all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners, amen. Thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. And coming to the Prayer News Network, amen, station, and tuning in to this great program. God loves you. God is concerned about you. And he's working it out. He's working it out for you. God is working it out for you right now. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer tonight. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, the giver of every good and perfect gift, we only thank you. We only praise you. We do worship you. Father God, we love you because you first loved us. We thank you, oh God, even for this platform tonight. We thank you for the Prayer News Network. We thank you for the open door, God, that you have set before us this night. We thank you for every testimony of victory that has gone forth. Oh God, for every listener that comes to this line, to the platform. Thank you for their obedience. Thank you for their willingness. Thank you for the mind that they have to seek after your face. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, even for the support, oh God, from every listener that come to this line. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we realize without you we could do nothing. But Father God, you are the center. You are the joy that we, amen, we obtain. You are the peace there, oh God. You are the peace giver. You are the life giver. In the mighty name of Jesus. And for that we say thank you. For that we praise you. Oh Father God, we thank you for every missionary. We thank you for every evangelist. We thank you for every lay member, everybody, Father God, that have come forth tonight and participated even on the program tonight, even on this broadcast, Father God. You said your word will not go out void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. Father God, we thank you for each and every one, God, that obeyed you and that came through, amen, that came even through obedience. Oh God, we pray right now that you will bless and strengthen. Oh God, have your way in our lives, God. Make us what you would have us to be. Oh Father God, make us better. Make us better, God. In the name of Jesus, we want to be that man that you're calling us to be. Oh God, help the women to be the holy women that you're calling for any lasting evil days. Oh God, as obedient children, not fashioning ourselves according to the flesh. Oh God, but we delight to do thy will. Oh God, we crucify ourselves daily. Oh God, self must die every day. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, all praise belong to you. All glory is thine. We'll take none of it away from you. We'll take none of the glory. But we'll give all the glory to you. We'll give all the praise unto you. We will, oh God, honor you in everything. Even in our substance, we will honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we will give you our increase. Oh God, we will pay our tithes and our offerings. Oh God, we will bless your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you with the fruit of our lips tonight. Oh God, receive our praise, Father God. Oh God, receive our worship tonight. You said they that worship you, God, must worship you in spirit and in truth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we yield ourselves to you. Every day, every night. Oh God, we say, what must we do to be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you said the promises unto us, even to our children. And as far as the Lord our God shall call, oh God, our children are blessed. Oh God, our household is saved. Because you said it, Father God. Father God, our bodies are healed. Because you said we're healed. Father God, we are delivered. Because you said we're delivered. We are set free because you said we are set free. We're made whole because you said we are whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. You said if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Thank you for making us a new creation. Thank you for being a new creature in Christ. The old things are passed away. Forgetting those things which are behind. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus. Oh God, we got the press tonight. Oh God, help us to forget those things, huh? Those things that are behind us, huh? Those bad experiences that we had, huh? Those bad tests and trials that we went through, huh? Oh, God, help us to forgive ourselves, God, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? We know, God, you forgave us, huh? But, Lord, help us to forgive ourselves, huh? Oh, God, we need self-healing, huh? We need self-forgiveness, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, you're not holding it against us, huh? But we're holding it against ourselves, huh? Oh, God, you look beyond our faults, huh? And you saw our need, huh? You said, oh, God, in your word, huh? You said our sins and our iniquities, huh? You will remember them no more, huh? So help us to let go of the past, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We release it right now, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We release the past right now, huh? All of the hurt that we experienced, huh? All of the pain that we experienced, huh? All of the abuse that happened, huh? Oh, God, we forget the past right now, huh? We release it in your hands, God, huh? Oh, God, bring self-healing tonight, huh? Oh, God, heal us tonight, huh? Oh, God, heal our hearts tonight, huh? Oh, God, heal our minds tonight, huh? Oh, God, we need healing tonight, huh? For the body and the soul, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, you know what we have been through in our lives, huh? Oh, God, you know, God, huh? You know, God, huh? Things that we can't even talk about, huh? Things that we can't even tell nobody else about, huh? Oh, God, but you know the secret pain, huh? There's nothing here from you, huh? That you are not aware of, huh? But, Lord, you want us to be healed from it tonight, huh? You want us to be healed from our past, huh? Oh, God, heal from mess, oh, God, huh? Oh, methylation in the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord, huh? Heal from abuse tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord, huh? Your hand is not short that it cannot save, huh? Oh, God, you can heal us, God, huh? You want to heal us, huh? Everywhere we hurt tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, somebody been molested tonight. But, Lord, you want to heal them from it, huh? You want to heal them from being molested, God, in the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, ease the pain, oh, God. Not only ease the pain, but heal the pain, Father, in the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, bring about self-healing, huh? Somebody blaming themselves for it, huh? Somebody feeling like they're the fault. It's their fault, huh? But, God, we pray that you will, God, help them to forgive themselves, huh? Help them, oh, God, oh, God, to release it right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, let them know, God, oh, God, that it happened. Just because it happened, it doesn't mean that it was their fault, huh? In the name of Jesus, bring self-healing tonight. Oh, God, bring self-healing, God, to everyone on the line tonight. Things that have happened in our past, oh, God, that we can't even tell nobody about. But, Father God, we pray that you will heal us from it. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we know that you love us. We know that you care for us. Oh, God, you have brought us from a mighty long ways. God, you have spared our life so many times. Oh, God, when we was at death's doors, when death came knocking at our door, when death came for us, you rebuked death and you made death behave. You made death get back. And for that, we thank you. We praise you. Father God, you didn't allow us to OD on drugs. Father God, we could have OD. We could have overdosed. But, Lord, you have mercy on us. In the name of Jesus, you have mercy on our souls. You spared our lives and you gave us a second chance. You gave us a third chance. You gave us a fourth chance. Father God, you give us a chance each and every day of our lives. Oh, God, you give us another chance just to seek your face and to be saved. Father God, we thank you for that. We praise you for it. We thank you for every listener on the line tonight. Once again, Father God, we pray that you will bless them, every household on the line that's represented tonight. Oh, God, bless our visionary. Bless our founder, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, build her up, strengthen her, keep her, hold her in the hollow of your hand. Bless her family, God. Bless her children. Bless her grandchildren. Bless her sisters and brothers, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the Brad and the Reed family right now, that you will comfort them and keep them. Father God, look on Bridget Stanford, God. Remember her in a special way, God. Look on Minister Ollie tonight, God, even as she has suffered loss in her family once again. Oh, God, but we pray that you will be a comfort to her and her family. God, hold them up tonight, but oh God, build them up, oh God, and take them through. Look on Vantage Bond tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Look on the church body tonight, God. Oh God, comfort their heart. Look on Vantage Jones tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, look on the Everett family, God. Remember the Everett family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Their mother may be going on home to be with the Lord, but even remember the children, God. Even remember the offspring, God. Remember them in a special way. Oh God, continue to comfort their heart. Continue to take them through, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look on every advisor, God, even those. Look on our prayer warriors tonight, each and every one of them tonight. Bless them and use them for your glory. Oh God, Elder Packer, Missionary Darcy Fan, Evangelist Gail, any other, Mother Linda Elder, God, bless them tonight. Enlarge their territory. Enlarge their borders in the mighty name of Jesus. Take them to great places in you. Open up mighty doors, oh God, that man said would never come open. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you're faithful. You're faithful tonight. Oh God, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We glorify you. Oh God, remember that we depart from this line, but never from your presence. Oh God, keep us until we shall meet again. Father God, look on me who feel the least of thy service. Remember me, God. Help me to do thy will. Keep me uncovered under the blood of Jesus. Make ways and open up doors. Provide. Make provisions, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, bless our home. Bless our family. Save our unsaved loved ones. Father God, we do these things for us. Oh God, we'll give your name the praise. Glory and honor shall be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Tonight, people, God, we just thank the Lord, amen, for this wonderful, amen, platform that the Lord has presented, amen, to us tonight. Thank God for every, amen, testimony of victory, every song, every praise, every exhortation, amen, just for you. Thank God just for you being here tonight, amen, on this Prayer News Network Global. And without you, there will be no us. Without you, there will be no us. You make up the Prayer News Network Global. Wherever you're calling from, whatever state you're calling from, whatever country you're calling from, however you're tapping in, you make up the Prayer News Network. And for that, we greatly appreciate you. Amen. We love you. Amen. On behalf of our visionary founder, we just want to thank you. Amen. For being a part of this work. Amen. Of this ministry. Amen. You are a part of this ministry, and you are helping this ministry to flow. You are helping this ministry, amen, to reach other people. We want to encourage you to keep inviting people to the Prayer News Network. Keep inviting them. Amen. Give them the number. Tell them about the Prayer News Network. Tell them if they need answers. Tell them if they need encouragement. If they need healing for their body, you can tell them where to come every night at 9 p.m. Amen. You can come to the Prayer News Network and get what you need from God. Amen. And we praise God. Amen. Whatever it takes to reach the lost souls of men. Amen. Whatever extreme that we have to go through to help somebody to be saved. This is our purpose. And this is our mission, that the lost may be found. That blinded eyes will come open and somebody can say, I saw the light. Amen. So we love you tonight with the love of Jesus. Amen. On behalf, amen, of our visionary founder, we love you. We're praying for you. Amen. And on behalf of our advisors, amen, we thank God for you once again. We cannot thank you enough, but we do thank God for each and every one of you. And amen, we want to remind you, people, God, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, please text us at 912-257-3918. Once again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can text us at 912-257-3918. Amen. To all of our, amen, international listeners from other countries, amen, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast as well, you can text us by using WhatsApp. Amen. You can text us at 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners from other countries, if you would like to obtain a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can text us by using WhatsApp. Amen. And the number is 678-608-7234. Amen. And thank God for all our Facebook listeners, those of you that are tuning in, amen, through Facebook. Amen. It's a live recording. Amen. You can go to Facebook and hear, amen, this program, amen, this broadcast all over again. Amen. Our Facebook page is the Prayer News Network. Our Facebook page is Prayer News Network. There you can go and you can hear the broadcast, amen, as well. Amen. We want you to share your comments. Amen. Amen. Post a comment. Amen. Amen. Share your feedback. Let us know, amen, how you're enjoying the program. What are you getting out of the program? How the Lord is working in your life through this program. Amen. We would love to get some feedback from you. Amen. We want to encourage you, amen, to share. Amen. Share the link with somebody. When you get a copy of the broadcast, amen, forward it to somebody so somebody else can be blessed and know that God is faithful, that promise. Amen. So this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. If all hearts and minds are clear, amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. We pray that you have a blessed night, that you may rest in peace. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Amen. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him, for he will come through for us. Amen. So until tomorrow night, amen, we pray that you have a blessed day on tomorrow. Amen. As you go to worship, amen, and however you worship, amen, whether it's going in person or if you, amen, are still worshiping online, amen, we pray that God's blessings be upon you and your ministry. Amen. Until tomorrow night, 9 p.m., amen, we love you, but God loves you best. Amen. In Jesus' name, Father God, we thank you, we praise you. Oh, God, we depart from this line, but never from your presence. We pray you keep us covered under the blood until we shall meet again at that point in time and hour. Cause your face to shine upon us. Oh, God, be merciful unto us and cause your face to shine upon us. Selah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Until tomorrow night, amen, look to Jesus and wait on the Lord. He will come through for you. God bless you and good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.